Tracy. Episode 2.
Yes.
15.
216.
216!
And look, is that an error code at all? That's why I should start looking up an error code every single time.
Yeah, do that. That's a good idea.
You heard this song before. It's probably just been years. This was like on tons of movies when we were kids.
It sounds
like
familiar.
White people movies from back in the day, like American Pies and movies like that.
Those are good movies.
Cleveland.
Mall movies.
Cleveland. Cleveland, Ohio, the suburbs of.
They're up two
games. Cuyahoga County.
Cuyahoga? Oh, Cuyahoga!
Cuyahoga.
I'm going to go to Cleveland. I'm going on vacation. I already made my mind up yesterday.
Shout out.
You're
going
to be the one person that Joe Cumanella said wouldn't fucking go to.
Shout out LeBron, man.
I've gone to Cleveland before. Well, I've been in Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a kid.
Never heard the joke, you know, his press conference after the game? He's like, who the fuck goes to Cleveland, Ohio? Who goes to Cleveland?
Who goes to
vacation in Cleveland?
I went to the Hard Rock Music Hall of Fame now, I think they call it. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but now it's like more than just that.
Yeah.
And you ever been to Cedar Point?
No.
You ever heard of it?
No.
It's like a huge roller coaster place out there in Cleveland. Or not in Cleveland, in Cedar Point.
See the point where's that? Is Sandusky? It Ohio?
Sandusky, Ohio, I think it's called.
Great coach.
Great coach. Nice. Was he a coach or was he just an AD or something?
Oh, I thought he was a coach.
That makes sense.
I think that's where it
happened. Yeah, that's where it started. That's where it was allowed to happen.
Or something, I don't know.
Yes. I think he was something. I wasn't sure. He's a... He got Joe Pa's statue taken down. That's why I took it down.
Yeah.
Where's that at, you think? It has to be that like that statue. Yeah, what do they do with the statue of, like...
Smelted it.
You don't think it's, like, in a shed somewhere? One. Like, we'll just stuff it away. Maybe someday they just...
Allen Iverson's with.
Dude, that was terrible.
It's, like, as big as this thing.
It's like a 3D printer.
Right here.
Yeah.
Here's Iverson's statue, dude.
Life size.
Him, yeah, his famous crossover right there.
He's just, like, looking at it.
That's shitty, man. That,
yeah,
he's like
he means a lot to that city. That's
yeah,
like that's
was,
like
nah, he made the seven. Fuck about there.
But he made like the 76ers.
I'm gonna be honest. Team. If you've like, never gone to parts of Philadelphia, you've been there before.
Yeah.
You know it's racist there. It's more openly racist in Philadelphia than Chicago. For sure.
I haven't been there that long around those city folk.
Boston too, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes.
Boston's really racist.
Same feel.
Yeah,
it's that
too.
Same feel.
Like
that
whole scumbag
shit.
Feel.
Yeah. Fuck you, I was here first.
Yeah.
But you
they were, yeah.
Yeah.
But they weren't.
Oh.
The Indians were.
No. But then themselves, their family for sure, was before.
Yeah, and that's
my family. It's funny. Yeah.
Who said... Didn't someone say, like, playing in the Boston Garden is the most racist stadium you'll ever play in?
Kyrie Irving, I think.
Yeah.
When he went back, he, like,
Fenway
brought
too.
Sage and stuff.
Who said that?
Someone at Fenway said the same thing. They're like,
yeah,
yell some
horrible,
fucking racist shit to
they
just
yeah, he did burn
yeah,
the sage.
Yeah.
He bought the sage and he lit it before the game
yeah.
in fucking Boston. And they're like, what the fuck?
Do you guys remember when that was, like, a big deal? Like, when they broke the curse?
Who?
Oh, Austin. Do you
yeah.
remember, like, as a
yeah,
kid, like,
yeah.
you remember seeing
coming
that?
That was, like, one of the first
Yankees.
World Series
one
I remember.
One of the things you remember?
Yeah,
because
yeah,
that's kind
of
where I'm at, like.
I was 10.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
I was probably in high school.
It was 04, right?
Yeah, it's 04.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would have been a freshman in high school.
I remember
yeah,
being, I remember, like,
the
yeah,
seven games against the Yankees
yeah.
they came back.
The Bloody Sock.
Bloody Sock
for Schilling. And then you're like, yeah, Schilling was perfect for Boston. He's
yeah.
a racist.
Yeah.
As well. And dude,
he just loves
the
Boston.
And he has a Trump
yeah.
tattoo, dude, for sure.
Does he? Oh,
I guarantee
sure.
that dude does. Just
yeah.
a 2024.
Yeah.
Just the dates
yeah.
that he's ran on his leg, something like weird like that.
The guys that have
so Harbaugh's tattoo,
the hoodies
yeah.
or whatever.
Oh, God, dude, I'm getting
where
it.
It's like Trump, like 2024, and then it comes in with like Ivanka the years after. And
oh yeah, those are hilarious.
Like
yeah, and then they
the
did
sweaters.
The
yeah.
first one that a guy made a video.
You can buy one in Seminac.
No, you probably could.
I passed the Trump
store.
It's called
there?
The Trump store. No, I never have.
Would
have you
try? Hell no.
I might be I able to get by depending on where I work.
Yeah, be more acceptable.
You could, yeah, for sure.
But I mean, like,
but us, you go
no.
I bet there's some Mexicans that go.
There is, yeah, for sure. There's Mexicans that go there, yeah. But like they'll be able to tell that I'm like in there and kind of laughing at them. They'll be like, "All right, you have to get out of here."
If you wore, listen, if you wore like what you would wear to a dance and had your boots on and shit, then you could sneak in there.
You think so? I think that's what they're like. No. They're almost like, this dude's too Mexican for us. You had to wear work boots. We know, like, you had to wear work boots. Yeah, like, okay. What you wear, like, for work, if you're a common guy, I'm pretty sure they'd be like, yeah, he's cool. If you're a farmer, like, if you look like a farmer, me in the post office gear, maybe.
Yeah, probably. I don't think he even votes for Trump or anything.
I don't think he votes at all, but I think...
He just with them, and they're like, come on, we're going to here.
His boss is probably like, hey, I'm going to stop
show our worker off! That's what I think the guy right here.
That's literally what they're doing.
That's what I feel like the whole time he's been out there.
You're auctioning them, yeah.
Hey, look, not auctioning.
Hey, hey.
That's what they do on Chicago Road. Auction, April 19th. No, Leo.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, Jeff. Hey, this one. Hey, looky here. Look at that one right there.
Wolf's Bush Light. Yeah.
Missing a front tooth.
Yeah, they're like, dude. Look that's this a one man. Yeah. It's like, he's get perfect. Out. It's like, get out, but he loves it because he just keeps giving him.
Runs out, but he cools off with Bush Light. Dude. Literally had to sweat.
He's got that straight hair.
That bristle brush hair.
Oh, dude. People don't get how close that really is to like what might be, going on, some people on the Rosenwinkel farm. Yeah. Out there.
Dude.
What's that name, dude?
Yeah.
That's got Jew some... money all over it.
Oh, for sure.
Ancient money.
For real.
Old money. Old money.
Blood money.
Blood, literally. Blood money. Oh, man, that's funny.
Fucking Leo.
But no, I just passed by that store the other day, and I was like,
I forgot.
More marketing, okay, more listen, signs outside now, too.
I had a thought in my head that it's like, I kind of want to get one of the machine gun flag Trumps. That's him. Bare chested with like eagles flying.
That's,
above.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
I just want one that's wild, so when we're all old and my dad's like 95 years old because he's never gonna die, like that, because he's just gonna be like that, and I'm gonna be here, dude.
This is
what you are all about. Show your kids you're a leader at the time, because he's got Trump flags all over.
Oh, does he?
Place.
Oh, nice.
Only in summer,
man. There
in Florida now.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Hey, Florida makes sense down there. Yeah,
he's a Florida man.
If you don't have one, they'll probably kick him out of the HOA or something.
It comes with the house.
Yeah, it comes with the house. Complimentary Trump flag.
Where'd that fucking flag go? It fell on the ground one day. I'm like, get this fucking thing out of my yard. My mom's like, don't do that. You're going to rip the bag. He's going to kill me. I'm like,
what this?
Can't do it to the Donald, man.
Oh, it's
funny. You probably hear it a lot, though.
Yeah, at work, for sure.
Those guys are just...
It's like an obsession, man. Yeah. It's weird. I don't get it, but...
Oh, I get it. Because they've been waiting for someone to say what they want to say.
What they've been wanting.
And that's what I think they got disconnected from.
Yeah.
Is that... Like, might not be the best way to look at it.
No.
Your evil thoughts aren't what you really want people saying.
They're letting the intrusive thoughts win now.
Yeah, pretty much, essentially. Like someone's saying and someone's fighting for the voiceless.
Yeah.
Well, did you see the dude that lit himself on fire?
Yeah.
That's a soldier?
He really wasn't. No, not. Was he a soldier?
There's a former soldier that did it. I don't know if that's the
one. No, this was outside the court case.
This is recently. New York, like
last
ago.
Week.
Yeah. Oh, there was one that happened a few months, or 2 months ago, or whatever. Or a month ago.
No, this one just happened. He had like a bunch of like pamphlets and shit, didn't he, or something?
Yeah, he was really weird. He was like into. Conspiracy. He wasn't like a Trump follower. He was just like thinking that everything they're doing is all related, together. So like the people following Trump were in cahoots with all the Bidens, and it's the whole government thing. And like, he was basically his like manifesto type thing. He was saying to people was like, "I'm gonna show them that I'm gonna put a light on the corruption of what's going on with the whole government."
Mm. Did he die?
Yeah, he died after, but not in that moment. You watched him. I thought it was fake.
I saw he was burning for a little bit. I saw like the TikTok of the lady just like doing the play-by-play of it.
Yeah, like, oh, going to a knee. Oh, he's down on the ground. Oh, and here comes the firefighters.
Yeah.
What is it? Pile of scores. All right. No, the White Sox lost 6-5.
Damn, they lost again.
They only had the most runs scored in their stadium. That's fucking embarrassing.
They're bad, dude.
No, I think they have now. It was a red for a while, but then the Phillies fucking put up like 14 runs in the series. 15.
I was hearing on the radio today. I mean, they were like -78 in run differential.
Yeah, no, they're bad. They're really bad.
22 games in.
People were saying like they're gonna be one of the worst teams.
Historically bad.
They were like they're gonna be one of the worst teams. I'm like, no, I think they're going to be the worst team, one of the worst teams ever. Some guy from work's like, really? I'm like, 100 games plus worst loss
ever.
They only have 2 wins right now.
What's the record?
2-20.
No, I mean like the worst record.
Oh, it's like 100 and
what? 40 lost them? 50?
No, it's like 100 and. Jeez
Louise.
24 losses?
What is it, 162 games?
I have a computer right here.
That's impressive, man. That's
as bad as it can get.
Yeah, it's...
You're going to move.
I guess it goes by the percentage, right?
I guess, yeah.
20-134. Oh, it's back in the thing. That's the modern era. The 2003 Tigers is the most recent of this, and they were 43-119.
Oh, the Athletics right there. Or is that
Athletics, 1916. But still, you know, like.
Yeah. Oh, should I forget the TV's up there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're trying to, like, squint looking at it.
I know. It's like.
Damn, the Tigers were that bad in 03? Didn't they make it to, like, the World Series Tigers in 05?
No, the Tigers made it in. Well, they made it later on.
Oh, no. 05 is the White Sox.
Yeah, 05 is the White Sox. They made it, like, in the 20. They made it with Verlander.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 2011, 2012.
And like a young Scherzer, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Scherzer.
That's crazy. The Orioles is, I mean.
Oh, shit, yeah, that was 2018.
And then Cleveland Spiders.
3-20 right now.
So. Holy shit. And then I was seeing on the, or hearing on the radio that they don't even, I thought the worst team does get the top pick. They don't even get the top pick.
No, because if you get a top, if you get a top 10 draft pick the year before, then you can't get the following year.
Damn, that's a crazy fucking.
I don't know, that's a shitty rule. But it's for tanking. It's so people can't tank for multiple years in a row. It's like, no, you can't. Like.
So the best they could do is get the, like the 10th pick?
I think 11th maybe or 11th? 10th, yeah.
Holy shit, that sucks.
I don't know. Yeah, it's fucking stupid. I mean, it's a weird rule, and I'm like.
Kind of makes sense. Yeah. To like, I guess not reward.
Can't load up on prospects. Yeah.
Damn.
Shit.
I mean, a team could take a year off and could have gotten like a Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
Someone may like that. Steven Strasburg.
Damn, dude. That. No, he won, didn't he? He ended up getting a ring?
Yeah.
But fuck.
I haven't really.
Never got to live up to the whole.
Yeah. One of the greatest pitchers of all time.
Yeah.
The Sox are just, them being so bad is what made me, like, not watch baseball either. Cause it's just all. Like,
it turns you off.
It's just, like, I go to games and I watch it, but it's like, people are like, man, why haven't we give Jerry his money? Like, this is what he wants. You know? And it's like, those games are empty now. And it's like, that's also what he wants, too. Cause then he could be like, well, I want to move somewhere.
Yeah.
Same thing the guy at Oakland did.
Yeah.
Oakland A's. He just said, well, now I don't have fans. Look at that. Yeah, we're going. I think they might be going to Nashville, maybe. I think he just wants to move somewhere else in Chicago.
Isn't there a team going to Vegas?
Oakland.
Oh, Oakland is.
Oakland. But they're...
Oh, you're saying the Sox?
That stadium isn't going to be... That stadium isn't going to be
Nashville.
Built Sick. Until 2028. Because Las Vegas, like, they don't want them either, kind of. Like, they've kind of been pushed, like, kind of, like, backtracked the plan. They want, like, a better... They want, like, an NBA team, I think, instead. But...
That'd be sick.
Yeah. But... They're playing in... I think... I don't know if it was somewhere in California. They're having to play there for 2 years temporarily.
Oh yeah, Sacramento.
Sacramento. Yeah,
some
I was
weird
like,
little stadium.
Little stadium, like 5,000 people.
Yeah, damn, for real.
Yeah, like small. It was like
if
a small.
There's a minor league team there, the Sacramento Kings. River Cats. Pretty sure.
It's a pretty fucking cool name though.
It sounds pretty cool.
One reason I know is I looked up minor league hats. And I feel like
yeah, they got some crazy ones, right?
It's crazy as hell, dude. They just make the wildest designs.
You were right, too.
Right? Oh, I think I got a hat that's one that's like a lucha hat. A lucha libre style mask.
They do make those sometimes.
Dang.
Oh, the Richmond Flying Squirrels? Yeah, those are too cool. And I got a Eugene Emeralds. I got one of those. And what's cool is Bigfoot.
I always thought this one was cool, but
then the Montgomery Biscuits. That's literally his name. Their gear is awesome.
What the fuck?
Bakersfield Blaze.
Yeah, they had a really this one. Had
oh yeah, oh, that's that like their that they did a collaboration with Marvel superheroes.
Oh dang!
So they made a bunch of superhero logo hats for all these teams. They actually are really cool.
Yeah, oh yeah, they did, right?
Yeah, the Marvel night they did or something it's called. There's some cool shit, dude.
I remember. Did you guys ever see the Marvel magazine they made with ESPN? That like a few years ago,
these are cool.
Or long time, probably it was when LeBron left because they did like the whole him and like he left his Cleveland jersey in the trash can like Spider-Man.
Was, like, oh, walking out.
Away. Yeah, you never saw those?
Oh, I don't remember that. Look, that cool. Was pretty cool.
Yeah, man. Defenders of the Diamond. Some of them are cool. Like look at Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Oh, like, yeah. The Kannapolis Cannonballers. I want one of those guys.
Hickory You're smart. Just make crazy names. Everyone's going to buy their merch.
Yeah, it's pretty cool because, like...
Iowa Cubs looks dumb.
Some of the...
They could have done better there.
Yeah, their logos are whack.
Yeah, that looks pretty lame.
Oh, where's the R?
Right yeah. There, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just Hartford, it looks like King County Cougars.
The yeah. Hartford... Where is that? The Hartford Yard Goats or something look cool. There's some cool ones. They do different ones.
Oh, there's a Thanos jersey, saw that?
Yeah. Yeah, they had sweet
right
jerseys.
There on the left.
Yeah, they did jerseys and stuff, like, uh-huh. During one night, I remember.
It's cool. They do theme nights for some of these
teams. I think they do it in...
Look up the minor league theme
They nights. Do it in AAA. They wrestle under, like, the Captain America mask, and they'll wrestle under, just, like, the Spider-Man mask and stuff.
Go do minor league theme night hats. They're fucking wild. They'll do like, yeah, different foods and shit. Yeah, yeah like, dude. And like,
yeah, that's pretty sick.
Well, yeah, dude. That's exactly what I was thinking about. And like, weird. Yeah. Like, what the fuck, shortcake? This dude's like
this hot dog syrup. One. Yeah, that sandwich, cool. Whatever. So
there's one that's like the maple syrup donut one down there. Amarillo sod pop.
This one?
Fries.
Yeah, cheeseburger.
Burger.
Oh, shit.
It's a little cheeseburger. Oh, yeah, the tenderloins. Those are cool. That looks awesome, dude.
Look, that's a cool.
Yeah, man, look at that. Man. Yeah, they're
the
fun.
The udder tuggers.
Shit. Yeah. They do wild shit.
Augusta Green Smart, Jackets.
Good marketing.
Yeah, so then, yeah.
Augusta Green Jackets is a good name for minor league because it makes
yeah.
Sense.
Because
that's pretty cool. I'm not going to lie.
And most of the time, they're it's a green jacket, but you get what it is a bee with a green jacket on.
Oh.
Like a yellow jacket, but
yeah.
A green
so get around,
jacket.
Yeah, it makes yeah. Sense. That's cool. Oh, this is what we're talking about?
Yeah, that one's runner? Funny. Hudson cool. Valley Renegades.
This one's cool in the back right here with the turtle.
Yeah, that was cool. I got that hat.
Boy, that this one, right the there. Hippies.
Yeah, that's the team in Asheville, the one by where my aunt lives. They do cool shit. These ones are sick.
Charlotte Knights.
Yeah, they do like Day nice. Of the Dead theme nights
yeah.
And shit.
Of course, the fucking White Sox got the fucking stupid one too for they're in the Triple
yeah,
A.
Charlotte Knights.
Just a shirt. I don't know what. And somehow it's out of stock.
Yeah, that one's weird. It's like Disco Knights. They do like hippie
I'm thinking
night
of like.
One.
Ice cream sherbet colors. That's yeah. Like that's what it looks like.
Hot dogs. Oh yeah, the Wisconsin Timberlanders. It's just like a weird ass dude in a
wiener schnitzel. A wiener schnitzel.
It's tacos. So funny, dude. It's like tacos.
That's
yeah.
Just cool.
Seen that one?
Damn.
The lowrider right cars there. Look dope.
Mariachi.
Yeah.
No Mexico.
They do a whole thing with like 20 teams of all different. Logos
what's the Saul or whatever?
Isn't yeah, Bear Call Saul, isn't that what it's called?
I can't think of his name.
What's up?
What's his name?
Oh, shit, bro.
I can't think of his real name. He's in the Bear, too.
How are you, my man?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good.
So good.
Oh, yeah, come sit over here.
Wichita Wind? Mm-hmm. Chili Bugs?
The Chili Bugs?
Look at that minor league hats.
To
where we've gotten so far.
Yeah.
That was
the
hot stuff.
Yeah.
We're at that part of the podcast where we're looking at random stuff that people are just like.
What the fuck are you lanes listen to?
Dude, like Cookie Moon.
ESPN. It was
weird.
The magazine?
Oh yeah, right there. Yeah. That was cool. It's some clean hands. Yeah, there you go. Right there.
That oh yeah, there. Cool. Damn, that's old school, dude.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah.
To White Howard.
Dwight Howard.
He's just trying to grab fucking a trans. Boozer is the Red Hulk.
Yeah, right. Remember when he first came out with his beard all painted on? Yeah. Everyone's like, bro.
Joe Kim Noah talks about it. That shit's hilarious. He came out and played like that. Oh, right there. There's the.
Could you imagine being in the locker room? That dude rolls out with that, comes in the locker room.
By the way, right there. Exit Mellow. Yeah.
Damn, that is pretty cool. When you left.
Yeah.
Exit Mellow.
The Unamazing Cavaliers.
Yeah, this is cool. I like when they do the collabs. Like the Marvel did the. Hey, Mr. Poacher. They did one with rap albums too.
Oh, that's cool.
Who did Iron the Man NBA?
Oh, Bulletproof.
Oh, man, that one's pretty clean.
With Nas and Mine.
Yeah, that's fucking sweet.
Yeah, I do like the LL Cool J Cage.
The Lil Wayne Spidey.
Yeah, that one's cool. Doctor Strange, the Mystic, instead of the Chronic.
Oh, what the fuck? I've never seen those.
I pulled them up before.
Cool as fuck. Yeah. Look at Silver Surfer as Drake.
Where?
Go up.
Oh, yeah.
Silver Surfer is a sick character.
The Amazing Spider-Man.
See what he is. It's so simple.
Like, a Trident Quest.
Wow, I've never seen these.
Yeah, neither.
Yeah. Ant-Man.
Yeah, I want to get this because they have a book. I want to get it for
what?
Yeah, for the podcast. Cool. I have it in here.
What's it called? Marvel Hip Hop Covers. Okay, I'm gonna look that up. Oh wow, dude. What? I've never seen this. This is cool as hell.
You have an Ant-Man for Disney?
Straight out of comics.
Daredevil. What's this dude just fucking getting hype? Oh, no.
He's getting hype over here.
Over there, yeah. He's
fucking tweaking out. Ant-Man.
Yeah,
that's a real
cool.
Ant-Man.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, no, I thought those were cool.
Damn.
Ice Cube. Oh yeah, for real. I was trying to think which one this was. Old Man Logan.
You
Old
see
Man
the trailer Logan. For that movie?
Oh yeah.
Deadpool?
Well they're supposed to, they're saying
this
that
good.
I've seen that this old man
yeah
Logan that might be the Hugh Jackman that we're seeing in the trailer. It's not they're saying that it might not be
Logan.
One from Fox.
A different universe?
It might be one from a different universe because they said in the trailer they're like, you let down our universe one time. And
yeah,
that, and
I
in
saw
that.
I caught that.
And in that comic, he's like, so Mysterio from Spider-Man puts a spell on him and makes him think he's fighting supervillains, but he kills all the X-Men.
Oh, fuck.
Like, he's having a hallucination of him thinking he's fighting supervillains and ends up being all the X-Men.
Gangster,
he wakes up and sees, like, blood and shit, and he's like...
So he's drinking in the beginning?
Yeah, so he's drinking. He's fucking, like, obviously fucking dealing with it. He killed everything.
The movie's gonna be so good, man.
Yeah. I hope so. It has to be.
Deadpools are fucking...
It has to be. It needs it.
Yeah.
Marvel needs it.
They need it bad.
Yeah. They need it bad.
They hit some duds.
They need a reset for sure.
There hasn't been a decent one since
Shang-Chi.
Good one.
That was maybe. A good one.
Maybe. I like Doctor Strange
cool.
too.
Oh yeah, that was good.
And that I was okay with Ant-Man. Quantumania, just because it visually it was like, this is a great.
Yeah, man, because I was excited to see Kang. It was kind of interesting.
Yeah,
now it just fucked everything up.
Yeah.
He was so good. What are they going to do?
Might just recast them.
I don't know. They
could recast them.
Pivoting to Doom.
Yeah, I hope so. I think, didn't we see a glimpse of that and something weird?
I think he might just get recasted. They could just recast Kang and be like,
man, he played it so good, though.
Yeah, he did.
Man,
but just be like, this is another variant. It's another variant. It's just like,
he's
the main one. All these guys are just
he dies in
fake.
Ant-Man, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't he? Or whatever, so I guess you could say the real big guy.
Who do you pick?
There's a couple of
to replace
actors.
Yeah.
Do they overcompensate, though, is the thing.
You
like.
Have to.
I'm good.
Yeah, you gotta pick.
Denzel.
Like Idris Elba.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
Or maybe.
There,
can he be a villain, though?
He's already... And Thor. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. True.
Yeah, 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 but they've done that before.
Yeah.
The Watcher. No, what was his name? The Watcher. No.
Thanos and
something.
And
the Watcher or something.
No. What? Heimdall? You mean?
No, Heimdall. Yeah, I was thinking.
Isn't the guy that voices Thanos the same dude as
Josh Brolin?
Josh Brolin.
Yeah, isn't he?
He's a
Gage.
Cable.
Cable.
Cable. Yeah. That's Deadpool. Blow. Yeah, but yeah, Josh Brolin. Yeah, it's the same guy. I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, they did Terrence Howard. They recasted him with Don Cheadle.
Yeah, that's true.
And just like, yeah,
it's there's no explanation. It's just...
No, I forgot. they did something, whatever. But I think they just like one little like Snyder mark, a joke, and that's it. They were like, yeah, like
whatever. This is what it's gonna be. But hopefully, because I watched that preview today, I'm like, man.
You think people really, would be mad? Really let's just say, like, hypothetical. If they came out and were like, hey, we're recasting Kang. Mm-hmm. We're going to place him with someone else. You think people would be like, okay, and just pick it up from where? You think people
sure,
would?
Sure, yeah.
Or you think people would be like, no, I'd be happy.
But
not
I would.
Is. Not everyone. But yeah. You think a majority of Marvel yeah, fans would be so. Like, understanding?
I think they want to see the
Do you
character.
Watch Marvel a lot, too? Like, are
no,
you?
No.
Not like that?
I haven't gotten into Marvel or
yeah.
DC.
Damn.
I dabble. I watch, like, you know, the main
show. The main, yeah, you watch it, yeah. It comes out, you watch it, yeah.
I think they'd be fine with that.
Yeah, I think they would.
I also think it would be cool to just completely pivot all the way away from it and just say, these movies were, eh, we're going to keep the same idea but run a different villain in the multiverse.
Yeah.
I mean, they could.
Somehow.
Yeah.
Some angle. Because wasn't there some, maybe it was a fake thing I saw of them showing a flash of Doom, like,
No, it wasn't. Weird. It looked like him. It was in the trailer
did
of...
Look at that.
When there was a little city?
It was Deadpool. It was a one Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah. And
they had someone.
Like,
it looks like Doom, but I paused
like
it.
He's like flying
not,
through shit and it's like looks like Doom standing outside of a building
yeah,
or something
it's not
small.
Him. It just looks like someone. It's just a soldier, it looks like. It's the TVA people.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It makes sense.
So that's what's going to be in this movie. It's going to be TVA. And
yeah,
all
I
that.
Saw a little portal open up. It's going to be good.
So maybe they're just... I don't, does he go back and can he go to that scene with Kang and Jonathan Majors and just...
What if
he
they
kills
just
him.
Say fuck it? And
he kills him. And he's just like,
and he's staying. I ain't fucking leaving.
It's just tough to after those big movies.
Yeah,
yeah.
To live up to it again. It's
that's just, why you can't. It's almost like
that's why they've had these duds.
Yeah,
everyone wants go, fucking all the characters yeah. in there, and
you got to go different.
Yeah.
You got to way different. Pivot
right here. This movie.
Yeah, it's gonna restart.
Yeah.
So this is gonna see
you
where
could,
they go
yeah.
from here.
Whoever this girl villain is, and this. Deadpool movie looks pretty interesting. What she does? Can she control like Mag?
It's,
is it Magneto's daughter?
No, it's Xavier's sister.
Cause she is like moving
yeah.
fucking Logan around like,
it's like
nothing.
Sandra Nova's her name or something like
okay.
that.
Okay, I'm interested to see.
Yeah,
I saw that they leaked the. So they had a some sort of con this weekend, and they talked about the script. They were
yeah.
talking about Falcon and Winter Soldier, or no. Captain America 4.
Yeah.
The New World Order. They're
yeah.
talking about it. It's going to be like Falcon and Winter Soldier be more of like a spy thriller.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay.
That's
kind
what
of change it.
Too,
like, I'm like, yeah, that was good. Like, yeah, just do
the
that.
Winter Soldier, man, that shit was.
I heard it looked pretty cool. I heard it looks really cool when he has a suit on. He's Captain America and puts it on and flies out. Like, that looks like it looks pretty cool. Sorry. And then I forgot what else they're going out with. That they put like. I think the first 2 minutes of Deadpool was shown too.
Was it?
And people are like, well, you seen the trailer? What's going to happen in the first 5 minutes?
Oh, yeah. I'm
so
sure.
it's like that's
they
all.
Haven't shown
that they haven't showed anything they're doing later
yeah.
on, pretty much. Which I like. It's good.
That's what we need.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just come in there with straight action.
Yeah.
We need an unpredictable movie to
I mean,
hype it.
Yeah. I mean, look at when the first Deadpool came out, the first fucking like 5 minutes.
It was the best.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Yeah.
He blows himself up in the second one, and the first one, he's.
The whole
scene on the bridge.
Street,
yeah.
yeah,
that's a great scene.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
He is casted perfectly for that.
Yeah, it's cool. It fits.
They do a good job. And these two dudes are, like, weird in real life.
Wrexham,
so
too,
it should
right?
be awesome.
He on the soccer
yeah.
team? Yeah.
yeah.
I was like, I'm like,
hell,
he's
yeah.
I've seen some of the shows.
Him and
Wrexham
was
good.
Yeah,
it's cool.
From the guy from It's Sunny.
I follow that team. I mean, yeah. Yeah, him and Rob
from
McElhaney.
Sunny, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, McElhaney.
It's good.
Cool idea.
Yeah,
yeah. When you
that's
money,
like a very historic.
Yeah,
you just go buy a sweet little soccer team,
yeah.
and it's fucking
historic.
It's
yeah.
in Wales, isn't it?
It's put in Wales. Yeah,
they're in like a little town, right?
Wrexham,
yeah.
Wrexham, Wales, small. But they're like historically, like kind of pretty big deal. They're one of the oldest ones there. Which, I mean, they're all, like, 1880. This one's, like, 1860 or 1870. Jesus
Christ, dude.
What time was 1882?
How big is the city there for a soccer team? That always blows my mind. It's, like, 40,000 people. And they're like, oh, yeah, this soccer stadium here is...
Yeah.
Half of people are unemployed work there.
Like, I always think this one... I showed it before. I don't know if... You guys have seen it.
Is it in between, like, the...
Where, in between the houses? Like right
up, yeah.
Yeah, that one, yeah. Yeah, what the fuck? Yeah, looted? Dude, that is a wild.
Right. Look, houses to an entrance.
Yeah.
Yeah, they split the entrance. I mean, oh, here's this back.
It's like badass house.
It's right like now. Green Bay.
Yeah. But actually cool.
Yeah.
Green Bay is weird. You are just literally driving.
I've never been there.
We went there for a collection event years ago. We weren't working at it, but we just drove over by it, got close to it. And we were like, you literally are driving down like a regular street in like Aurora, you could say, really? Or like a little bit there. Bigger street. Kind of like our Hale Street.
Okay.
And you're just like, oh, here it is. Here's the parking lots. Just pulls right up on it. And, like, everyone there tries to sell parking from their house and their yards and driveways and shit.
Like, Wrigley, cool too. I mean, they feel weird area. Park their shit in their garages.
I was going
to
say, yeah. Do
let all the rooftops, like, the yeah. Two people.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll see them on the side. Yeah.
No way. Yeah,
he literally's like, you want to park your garage? Close the door. It's safe and all that.
Easy out.
How much did you pay him?
Like, $25.
Not that bad, but yeah, you're really, I mean.
Not bad at all.
Don't have to worry about the car.
Yeah.
I guess you could make pretty good. I mean,
yeah, imagine how much you could make.
How many home games do you think there is?
80?
81? 162 games is 81, probably.
Yeah.
Or 80.
Cool $2,000 in a summer parking people's cars.
Yeah.
And you're driving. Yeah, go ahead, go on.
Yeah, you probably don't have a car. You're driving
to
the city.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. Damn.
Yeah, he has a bike. Takes his bike out of the garage and then he just
so he takes your car.
Yeah.
Just leave the keys there. Dang, the series is 1-1 now.
Should I put it on another game?
Know. Yeah, you can switch it.
I'll end it first. I'll put it in.
Is Giannis out this whole series?
I don't know how long he's out.
Yeah. Dang, that's many.
And I wish I could have the multi view up. It doesn't work on this. On the TV, it comes up with, like, I had the other day two NBA games and two hockey games. They were running simultaneously. YouTube TV. I was like, that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Well, for the NCAA tournament, I had the multi view.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn. Yeah, that's probably nice for that.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah.
Well, what do you think? What are we doing with our number nine pick? That's the hot topic. We know.
Trade up. Just go all in. Fuck it.
People are saying you go for Marvin Harrison.
Well, at least him or Neighbors.
Him or Neighbors. Or Odunze. Because, yeah, like, what if those dudes go and stop? Like, what if.
Well,
Neighbors is gone by five. Let's just say it's Cardinals take MSJ. And then. Who's at five? The Chargers. I was gonna say the Chargers. Giants then take Odunze or Neighbors.
Yeah.
And then at seven, you're like, fuck, can we move up two spots and make sure we get Odunze at least, so we at least secure.
Yeah, with the Falcons.
Yeah.
What it's not gonna be next. It's not till next year.
Oh. That's,
yeah. It sucks. Yeah.
Damn. I was hoping it'd be this year.
I think they probably give them. I think they give them some leeway because they're like, well, fuck, you use a lot of resources already this year.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who cares? But yeah.
I thought it was this year that they had to.
It was supposed to be, but they said it's not gonna be. It's not gonna be.
Pull that up.
Yeah. It's not gonna be.
Pull that up. I want to see that right.
I want to see that right fucking now. I believe you, but I need to see.
10 hours ago.
Wow.
Oh,
they're
wow.
Singing it. Wow, giving Kirk Cousins every possible chance.
They want Atlanta to be good.
They want it. They need Atlanta's market to be good.
They need that division to be good.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck.
That division needs to be good because
it's fucking terrible.
It is terrible.
Now, with the ninth pick, It's got to be an offense. If you're...
Why not?
You got to go all in for Caleb now. You have to.
Trade... What are you trading up? Next year's second, third, and this second, year's first the for the two? Next year's two. First round?
The second round.
You have the second?
Which might be a high. It might be like... Think
it's
about
gonna
it.
It's going to be a high. They're going to be ass.
Be a top five pick in the second round.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. Sorry, Plata. Your team fucking sucks.
Who will our first round pick? It's ours next year?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have all our picks, though.
There's like 10 picks next year.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Do you use two of those picks and still have eight picks plus the seven to move up to two or the nine to move up to two to get Harrison?
Well, you don't have to move to two. They're definitely going to take – oh, you got the order right there. Commanders are going to
take – oh, yeah, okay. So four?
Four. It would have to be – or five. Harbaugh could try to be looking for
– oh, the Cardinals are taking Harrison if you stay.
Yeah.
You'd be fucking insane if you're not.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, I can pull up, do you want to do mock draft at the end? I can just pull up the...
No, do it now. Let's do it now. Let's go. Let's see it. I want it. We know who we're fucking talking about. Yeah, Jesus.
Caleb Williams, is, obviously.
No why one. Did they say Drake May in the third round? What weird shit was
no,
that?
No, third pick. Third
round. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
but yeah, we're getting him first. We know that.
30 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, 117 whatever. Passer rating.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
It's tough. Wide receiver and D-line.
So, see, MSJ went to the Patriots.
Man, they went three all right there. Then, see, at that point, fuck it, trade out.
And then what if I hear if Odunze, Neighbors...
They're all gone already.
At nine. Do you just say, fuck it, do you trade back?
Wow, they got... They went for Mitchell.
Kenyon Mitchell? Yeah, no, I'm surprised they didn't go for...
Go down, what's left still?
What's his name? The Alabama.
Go down?
Oh, sorry. Turner? Dallas Turner? Yeah.
All right, I saw that they like Byron Murphy, too.
Yeah, a lot of the same noise that came out for last year with Darnold Wright is coming out with Byron Murphy. That like,
they like him a lot.
They've been working him out and looked a lot of him like recently.
Defensive three technique. Interior?
Okay, yeah, perfect. He's a three technique.
Trade back or take him at nine?
No, you can take him at nine. Yeah, 6 sacks, 36 carries from the pocket.
Someone's offering him, you can trade back because he probably will be there a little bit later.
Yeah. That's the thing. You just have to see at nine if it's like, all right, we want Byron Murphy, Latu, and Verse, and... Another D end, or even like it's tough because like you want to go offense, but like the top three guys are gone.
Who traded? Hold on, go back up to who picked
Jaden Daniels to. Yeah. No one went. See, I think
no way.
I think the Vikings. Damn, fuck. The Vikings are gonna end up trading up.
But I see some things that were like if the Patriots get Marvin Harrison at three, secure him, and then second round. Either Penix might be available or fucking...
Yeah.
Or Bo Nix, even. Like him. Someone that you're like, fuck it, we could just get him second round.
Someone might fall. People are really thinking that Drake May is going to go two.
I don't think he is. It's definitely going to be Daniels.
I think it's Daniels for sure.
Daniels and then three. Three probably will be May.
To who?
To the Patriots. I think they're going to get a quarterback.
They need to.
Would you guys be opposed to going O-line at nine?
No.
There's like a...
Fuck, no.
I wouldn't, but... Obviously, if the wide receivers are there, I want that.
Yeah.
You can never go wrong with both in the O-line. That's one thing I'll say.
You can get one further down, and next year you could still get one.
Because there's got to be another good line. Alt's not going to make it. The Titans, for sure, will probably pick him. They need O-line.
Yeah, they will. He won't be available. He's the one that I can understand if you're like, all right, if he's available, maybe we have to take him because it's like...
Yeah, if he's there, you got to take him.
I don't think
well,
he's a weenie. He didn't think he's that good.
The wide receivers aren't there.
He's a weenie, dude.
He's not big
he's
on
Joel. He's a North Carolina, Notre Dame guy.
And they make good linemen.
Zach Martin.
He can't even bench. I can bench press more than him.
Because he's fucking, look at how much feet he has. He has a bench press 3 feet.
He's 6 foot ten.
6'8".
You better fucking do that shit. You're 375 pounds.
I don't know.
If you trade
that. You gotta go offense, though, I think.
Yes. Get some fucking wheels out there.
You gotta just load it up.
Because if Keenan Allen does only play one season or two seasons with us, then you still need a number two. Because he's already gonna go nowhere.
He's a rental. 3 years tops, I feel like.
That's perfect for him.
It's 32, 33. It's like that's all you need from four.
Then you get
how far would you be willing to trade back?
Oh, I would love it.
Yeah,
to trade back.
Yeah. Would you want to stay like five? Like,
let me see the draft order. Keep sliding down a little. I mean, you can't drop.
It depends who's what someone's getting.
So the Jets are at 10, Vikings 11, Broncos 12, Raiders 13, Saints 14, Colts 15. 13 to 16
wouldn't be bad.
16, are someone going to give us a second round pick?
Yeah, that'd be... That's
their first and a second round for moving. The thing up.
Is, like, I feel like if it's only three spots, they probably won't. Because, like, it's three spots, I'll just wait. You know, like, I'm not gonna give you a second round.
Make it a fourth round. That's what the. Didn't Philly move up that spot?
For one spot, yeah. So like, you could do a fourth round, you know. But at least three spots, maybe three or maybe a third.
I mean, he drafts well. His players have hit in the later
rounds. I would like a second rounder for Shirks, but if he gets only a third rounder and he's like, all right, but I only moved back to 13. With a
third rounder?
I'm like, all right, I'll take that because then you're for sure getting at least a top three edge probably in the draft for sure.
Because then you have three more picks after that nine plus that new one.
It would be nice if they would. Draft a center too this year.
You can get that later in the third round.
Yeah, like later.
You can get a little.
They need it.
Yeah, you need it.
There's a 34 chance to be. See, like this one, you're only trading back to Las Vegas. Four spots. Not likely to.
But what if you trade way back?
A third rounder, then it will. You could probably even get third and a fourth.
For the nine?
For
the
nine.
I would take that.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck it. With the 13th pick, the best center that's out there.
Yeah. Just take all their picks for
me. How many picks are they going to be to give up? Damn, I'm going to give them all of them.
Nah, that's crazy. For one pick.
Sounds right.
I think a third and fourth.
Sounded like the draft thing.
Sounds like that, right? Yeah.
I think a third and fourth might be.
That'd be a good.
I think that'd be probably likely because they probably want.
Who's the surprise? Who's the surprise pick by somebody? JJ McCarthy.
It's going to be the Vikings.
Picking who? McCarthy?
Yeah. They'll trade up, I think.
I can see him trading up.
For McCarthy.
And then I can see...
I mean, they just got Houston's number one, right?
Yeah. This 23rd overall pick.
Give up so they those have 11 two to move 23. Up.
Yeah.
It's a big risk, but I mean, you already have Jettas there and
Addison. You could do it. You need a quarterback.
I don't think McCarthy's good, though.
I think he's good. I don't know if about trading the whole world for him.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think you should trade up for him. I think he will be good in any system that will work.
I think that's even crazier. That's the
Drake May's a project.
You don't like him at all? No.
And he's a North Carolina fan too.
Damn.
Yeah.
Why?
He's reckless. I don't want the dude to go out there and embarrass himself because that's what's about to happen.
He's young.
He's gonna go to the Commanders and be. They could be the worst team.
Yeah.
They could, dude. That dude's bad. Yeah. Sam Howell's a more polished quarterback than Drake May.
I mean, he's numbers, too.
He was a North Carolina guy, too. He was a better prospect coming out than May. People like May because he's 6'5", or 6'4", 260.
They just compare him to Josh
he's
Allen.
He's huge. And like, yeah. And I get that.
That's a tough comp, though. Josh Allen, he's a big dude. Big arm.
Yeah,
he's a better quarterback coming out, even in that little school of Wyoming.
Yeah, he was way better.
He was a way better quarterback than
He was reckless, too, but it was just different because he had arm strength for sure.
Yeah, May's got arm strength.
But Josh Allen, arm strength is different. Accuracy. Yeah, so same.
He's a better passer.
Yeah, Josh Allen's way better.
Beefier,
arm.
Man.
Yeah. He's a better
Josh Allen's
he's
a
more
huge
athletic. May just, people are seeing that size and they're like, oh, man, dude, this dude's big.
I've been trying not to fall in love with young kids anymore, but here I am falling in love with a 23 year old. Yeah. Like too a lot to do. I think
you
this
like
guy.
Him?
I like him a lot.
Like
I think he's a bad motherfucker. That dude uses his hands and everything. He got he was the best pass rusher last year in all of college. He had 15 sacks, 36 hurries, and he used to like fucking trash too. And like his only thing is like, oh, he's a bad run defender because he shoots a gap. It's like, well, what the fuck else do you want him to do? Like,
that's his job.
If they're telling him, hey, just shoot right here to see gap,
coverage.
Then like, all right, cool.
Well,
I think let's say Byron Murphy.
I
think they probably will.
An edge
Byron
would be
Murphy.
Fine.
Yeah,
you get him on the other side of fucking Sweat.
Yeah, I think, and that's why I think like anyone next to Sweat, and in the first round, if you trade back, and you're like
trade back, right?
Yeah.
And
so I trade it back right here with the 13. So you can get Latu. You can get this Byron Murphy guy. Like,
okay, cool.
Jared Verse is still there.
I don't like Verse.
I would take one of those two, Latu or Verse.
So
even the dude from Alabama.
Yeah, if he's there.
Just take off one of those three if he's there. If you got it, maybe your third pick.
So I think the benefit being next to Sweat. They'll be an opposite of Sweat.
Yeah.
It's like you're not going to run many double teams, hopefully. And if they do, then that's going to be bad for you because then Sweat's on a one-on-one.
There's just a lot of smoke for Byron Murphy right now, though.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, I just think Byron Murphy would probably be the one. I mean, yeah, he's three down.
Three down back.
He's just the only thing
that's
like he has short arms. Like he has very short arms.
So weird.
Which is just like, well, fuck, let's I don't care.
One flaw. Yeah,
for real.
Short arms.
Yeah, so I mean,
fuck, they're still bigger than any of our arms. But they're short.
Just now, pick badass motherfuckers. Don't give me no project shit. I want someone that's kind of proven.
Ready to play?
He's done good with that.
Yeah, he is. He's
a lot of fun. I mean, Darno Wright has flags, but that's a rookie thing. Dexter Jr. is going to just get better. I think
he'll do good, yeah.
Yeah, he was sweat. He was coming out at the end of the year.
He was. Now that they have Sweat, like...
Tyreek Stevenson.
See, and this is where, like, in the third round...
He did awesome.
I don't mind your boy, Dante.
He's good. He just is a little wacky.
He just is a very, like, straight shooter.
Yeah.
He kind of has some... yeah, he has some... I don't want to say drops, but just kind of like... Well, you said he was going through some weird-ass shit.
Yeah, he had, the year. Couldn't play when he got transferred for some weird reason. And I think he's a little... how do you say? Dumb?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think he had some issues. With school that he couldn't, like, play because of... Like academics. Oh,
because he was transferring in.
Yeah, and it was like so weird.
Yeah, it was some weird ass shit.
Because he was supposed to be the man, and he missed the first six games.
He played eight games.
Yeah,
he lined up at wide 93% of the time. Where's his drops? He only has a 6.8 drop percentage. I think he had like single digit drops still.
Yeah, he didn't have a real season.
Yeah. It's 15, so he gets targeted a lot downfield, which is what I like. He's not a slot, he's a Y, which is what exactly
the first six. Yeah. The first six games when he wasn't playing, I think it was six games. It was the best May look all year. Hmm. They killed everyone, they were undefeated, and then they lost to Virginia.
Yeah.
He's not bad.
He's pretty good. Pretty big. Yeah, he's like 6'2". On the contested catches, yeah, only three drops this year.
He just wasn't utilized.
He's fast. He's got a good
time.
Yeah, dude.
He's fast. Yeah, he's fast.
I'd feel fine with taking a late pick on a guy like that. You already got Scott there. There's another guy to add to that receiving core.
Man, I don't.
He's
that's
fine. One of the,
you like him?
Yeah, I don't know. He's fine. Some of dude, those... he's a perfect three this year for them.
Well, he'll be probably four.
Or four if we get a guy.
Because Walker in a 4-3-6.
As of right now.
Right. Velus too? What the fuck?
He's going to be a running back.
Yeah, but Velus Jones might be all right this year because you might be able to get a couple returns out of him.
Yeah.
He'll be good in the return game, actually, yeah.
Now that they changed it.
So Tez Walker, 4-3-6, 40, and 40 vertical.
Because they showed some weird stat. Did you see the stat of who they used to have that was good at returns?
Hester?
Not Hester, after that, like for one season.
Cordell Patterson.
Oh, yeah.
They showed his stats that he has better stats than Devin Hester.
Did he really?
I swear to God.
He has more kick returns than
more
him.
More touchdowns than he ever had. More in a season.
Yeah, because he's a running back and receiver, too. Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah, but it was only for returns.
Throw for returns?
The stat I saw was, like, weird.
He did have a year where he went off. No,
yeah, it might be tripping. But I was like, whoa.
He was a good returner, for sure.
He had, like,
is he still in Atlanta?
Who?
Patterson.
No, he's the Steelers.
He signed with the Steelers?
Yeah, he did.
I think. He did. Oh. I think I saw it.
Spencer Rattler?
John Rick.
No, don't even. That was his. You know what would be fucking wild is that was who
Caleb's
was playing behind.
Yeah.
That would
took
be
took
wild.
Take him as a backup.
Here, my backup. No, the pros
drafted by the Bears too. So fuck it, we'll take Tez Walker. I mean, then we got another pick. Two picks later. So we got Murphy, Walker. Do you want to go?
Keep going down. Let me see what's on there.
I like Xavier Thomas as an edge.
How's McMillan still, dude? He's a good receiver. Really good. He's big.
Keep Austin going. Booker's a good edge, second generation.
What did we pick earlier? Do we got any?
A D lineman. Yeah, quarterback. Yeah.
D line.
Caleb, Byron Murphy.
No offensive lineman at all.
No offensive lineman.
There's
yeah.
no centers left at all.
Yeah, there's. So, Jervan Pran.
Oh, I'll take it him.
Yeah.
Right now.
Played in the ICC.
Yeah, big as fuck.
PFF is going to say it's a bad rating, but I like him here because he's actually like.
No, take him.
He moves, like, he's very light on his feet. In the combine, like, he looks.
Hey, tell the PFF to fuck off.
Stats.
Yeah, yeah. He started at Georgia.
Zero sacks for 2 years?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
In the SEC?
And all in a three... And yeah.
That's fucking last 3 years center.
Take him. Don't even question it. You know it's the real one. We've talked about him before. Him or your guy from Oregon, but I think he's gone.
Oh, he's gone. Yeah, he's first round, second round.
That's what I'm saying. Fuck it.
Alright.
Damn, now we don't got a pick for a while.
This is... They had two more picks, so...
Don't need a tight end.
No.
There's another center there, but...
I've seen that halfback before in the game. South Dakota State.
Isaiah Davis.
Yeah, I've seen his stats were pretty...
He's good, decent.
Yeah, oh, shit, they were crazy. Yeah, I was like, they were crazy. He's like, he was in that championship game, and I was like, oh, this dude's stats were wild, bro. Fuck it, take him.
Green Bay is the most likely.
Yeah, as a backup there.
I think if this guy drops here, I think it's D tackle Devontae Sweat because he
his family member.
No, he fucking he just got a DUI like two like Tavon? Last
take
week.
Him. Take him then,
Tavondre.
We need Brendan Rice is still available.
That's a fucking name, dude.
Is that a
Trevor Keegan,
Jerry's
dude?
Jerry's kid.
Another guard.
Yeah, get Jerry's kid. Fuck it.
Trevor Keegan's a fucking.
Oh, Brendan Rice. Beast, I'll take dude. Brendan Rice late. That's his boy. Up. They had to yeah pair him up. Take it. Baki's not bad because you could get him on good special team guy.
That's what he'll be that really good at. I think he'll be really open, good at
dude.
That.
Take that running back.
You, like, yeah. I'd like you Trevor like Keegan.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah, take him, man. That's good.
Borlini is good, too. Cole Bishop's another good name. This guy's Dwayne Carter from Duke. Fuck Duke. But he was a three-year captain at Duke, which is like for a football player to be a three-year captain, like for, you're an underclassman being a like,
interior D.
And, you know, take like, Holtz kind of likes those guys, too.
Yeah, he does. Take him.
Never hurts to have more.
Yeah, if he's big and he's played yeah. a lot, put him in the line, baby.
But just, I mean, Michigan fucking
yeah. guard. I'll take his Michigan guard. He's good. I remember him.
Can't go wrong and get another guard. With Jenkins and Davis not playing the full season, you need a yeah, you need
yeah,
a
whatever,
another center. So then the other guy, that backup we got too, right? Is it the
oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's, yeah,
he's
yeah,
like
yeah.
a backup guard center.
He's a guard
from
center.
The Bills?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Ryan Bates. So, yeah, then you...
How did we do?
Not going to be good.
Are we hired for tomorrow or Thursday? A+.
Dang, see, I told you like... say it was going to be a reach.
Why? Why?
We got a name.
Why would you not want a center, a big eight SEC center? Because
they have
center.
Him ranked at like 100. Like, they're like, oh, he's a prospect. Nah, like
but you need it.
If you need him, you take him.
We yeah. need it. You got two. Bulls
would
do
it too. He
he's going
to
do it.
Yeah.
I
you
like
have
him.
To. You have to.
Yeah, cause, yeah see, his, yeah, he's 100.
You got there. Some risk takers on the receiving core, but they're both big dudes that were pretty damn good.
I mean, I don't mind taking Brandon Rice.
Because Rice, how many touchdowns them, did he have at USC last year? I mean, he's Jerry Rice's kid, bro. And
yeah,
he played with tough. And he played with him. If you
with
could
the quarterback
sneak that in.
Drafting.
Sneak that in. At the, yeah, he was like
Paramount.
Number one.
Yeah.
It was like his number one at USC.
You get a little Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase going.
Even better.
I don't want to believe it.
Rashi Rice, is he fucking... Has anything come out of him?
I think he's going to miss 4 games.
That's
it.
How
many they said? Oh, have they said? I don't know.
They said they're still figuring it out. The
he
last
was like practicing.
Like,
wasn't he seeing like jail time?
I don't know. He I might thought... be for leaving.
12 touchdowns last year.
Jesus.
Jeez.
45 catches.
Put him on, dude.
What
it's
is
almost 800 yards.
It doesn't say on there what a... Is he... Is, oh, what's his 40 time? Is he fast?
I have it on here.
Long strides.
That's what we need.
That was a plus.
That's what we need.
Yeah, because
he ran like
Allen fucking lives in the little slot.
That's what I was gonna
like,
say, dude. You put Allen and Allen over top
more.
Here, more underneath there on that quick slant, and
yeah.
one of those fast motherfuckers
just
down the
go
side.
Go fucking deep.
Come on. I was even telling him, like, dude. You could just flood the zone with three
yeah.
of those dudes and be like, yeah, I'm just going to pick
guard
which
one
level.
Yeah.
Pick one, dude.
Yeah.
Sweet. You got an outside linebacker trying to get more.
Yeah.
Good luck. He's
fuck.
As big as you. He's as
any
small as that dude.
Yeah.
Good
we're
luck.
We're in a four.
I think
I forgot they got Gerald Everett, too.
He had a four,
yeah,
he had
that's
a four
what he's
five.
Been saying.
Yeah. Like, holy shit.
I mean, Swift is a Pro Bowler.
He is.
Yeah.
Swift is good. He was in Georgia.
Hey.
It was a good pickup.
I think it was a slick pickup,
yeah.
dude.
Because he didn't get paid time. Didn't use him a lot, and he still put up numbers.
Like, and he's healthy.
Yeah.
He's not coming off nothing weird.
Yeah.
His last season was a Pro Bowl season. Come on, dude. What the fuck? When's the last time we had a real Pro Bowl running back in their prime? Forte?
Yeah.
Kind of, because we had to. He had to be a Pro Bowler, because we were like,
color take the ball.
He had a lot of fucking receptions.
The toad. It's our cool. I've seen one of these before. Yeah. We said this was the Allen Iverson statue.
It's life size, right?
Yeah. They did him dirty.
Dude, that was hilarious.
It's fucked up, dude.
They're
legend.
Look at it. Yeah. Oh my god.
It really is.
Dude, it is, dude.
They said it looks like the kid from Like Mike.
Wow. It's like it'd be like
that's
Mike.
Fucked up, man.
His chain is bigger than that thing.
It is. It literally is.
Iverson has one of the speaking of shoe deals, Iverson has one of the craziest shoe deals ever.
Is he still getting paid?
Yeah, because like they said, like, I think when he turns 50, some weird clause, like, when he turns 50, he gets, like, $30
million. Oh, shit.
Hold on, let me pull it up, because it's wild.
How about the Dirk statue? Have you guys seen that one? The one with, like, fucking anal beads?
Dirk. Wait, what?
No.
Oh, never mind.
I was like, how the fuck does that look like anal beads?
I saw a way different statue.
Okay, here it is. Here's what it is. He gets $800,000 a year from Reebok. His whole life. When he hits the year 2030, he gets access to a $32 million trust that's been waiting for him.
Oh, fuck.
What a deal, dude. What a slick-ass deal. That's why he don't give a shit. He just buys and does whatever the fuck he wants because he's like, I'll make it.
Yeah.
Six more years, I'll have $32 million. Right.
Like a trust
and a trust you don't pay taxes on.
Holy shit.
Trust you just get.
That's a real one.
India.
No way.
Damn, that did it.
Thick neck, dude.
Andy Murray?
What the fuck?
I thought it was fucking
Lincoln. It was a Terry Cotto. Yeah. Because what is his neck bent like that?
See you today, boy.
1968.
Holy shit. That looks
like looks like the guy from The Simpsons.
I was gonna say, that looks like a. Oh, no teeth. Where's that at? That's in Oklahoma.
No, it's in England.
Okay.
Southampton.
Yeah, Harry Carey statue. Was that guy got Down syndrome?
Oh, this one was bad.
Yeah, the Ronaldo one was bad.
Ronaldo, that dude's got Down syndrome.
That one, yeah, he did.
That was like Abraham Lincoln, dude. Yeah,
that was bad.
No beard Lincoln.
Just missing the top hat.
That was bad.
I just want to get the draft over with, kind of. I want it to come.
It's been
I
too
want
long.
To know. I want to hear. I want to know what our team is. Yeah. I want to be hyped. I want to get behind it fully, 100 million%.
They're saying that they're going to get Hard Knocks, too. That they're going to get forced
to
do
it. They might get forced to do it. But they don't do it if they have a rookie quarterback.
Well,
and this is the year to fucking do it.
This is where it's
going to
be. Yeah. All the noise coming in for them. Keenan Allen coming in.
Come on, dude. Don't.
I've been liking.
I hope they
got Keenan
Allen. I don't want them to do it. I mean, I don't want
it. No, I would love it.
I don't want it. I don't.
Give me it all. I'd rather have be a whore like Willie says for the entertainment.
I do. I want it. Finally, once in my life.
Yeah.
I want to be happy.
Or we're fucking the center of...
For sports. When it comes to saying, sports. When it comes to sports, I've been pretty miserable.
Hell yeah.
I've done all right. This year was all right. Michigan winning was cool because I mean, my fandom
was
like
you
3 or
North
4
Carolina,
years.
Now you're saying Michigan.
No, I've liked watching Michigan football for a few years.
I'm getting mixed signals from you.
You cannot be a true North Carolina football fan and expect them ever to play in a game that matters.
So you were a big Trubisky? You were fucking...
No, I didn't like Trubisky then either. No.
You didn't like him? Damn.
No, they just threw every play with them. They were bad. It's the ACC.
Did you at least like him here?
I will never...
The Bears?
No. He knew that was ass right away.
Man.
I followed that guy to his grave. That's why I was so hurt.
We all did, because we're Bears fans. That's why Caleb's like, hey, you guys ride or die.
Yeah.
Who, Caleb?
Yeah, if he sucks, someone will try to assassinate that, brother. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
Maybe one of us.
God damn it! The fucking Fields back!
I'm pulling a crisp in the wall on him, dude.
And Fields goes and wins with Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. That's like if Fields wins a playoff game before Caleb Williams, then what?
It's probably likely.
I don't think so. I think the Bears are pretty good.
I think
the Bears should be really
good. Making it the whole year.
But what if you had to have a loss like Thanos for the Infinity Stone, dude? You had to sacrifice one Super Bowl for Caleb to be the fucking gauntlet, dude. He's the guy. Yeah,
everything.
And that season
because Detroit will fall apart after this year.
Wow.
Detroit will be good this year. Pretty good.
I think they're going to be good, so.
Because
their GM is a good at drafting.
Golf ain't going to be
able to be the
top guy.
They still got their back. They got
they have Hooker.
Whatever, Amon.
I think he'll be Hendon Hooker, dude.
Hendon Hooker was good before his ACL injury last year.
Their line is good.
Yeah, they have a good-ass line. They draft good.
Stop. All right, stop. See, this is what happens with us.
Aiden Hutchinson.
This is what happens being a Bears fan.
Aiden Hutchinson, a dog. If they get another edge next
to him. I think the Bears
will
be better this year than them, though. We had their number last year.
Yeah.
I hope so.
But I don't think they're going to keep getting better every year.
What are you guys' expectations for the Bears? I think Vegas has them at 8.5 wins.
8.5? Oh, I got them at 10.
I'm hoping for 10.
I'm hoping for 10. I think 9.
10-7?
But
in the wild card?
I don't know, man. This division is going to be tough.
I hate to say
it. You're not going to win the division at 10-7.
The guys up north, I think Packers.
We have the weakest schedule, don't we?
Out of those guys, yeah.
The easiest schedule, yeah.
That's why Detroit will be okay, because they're going to have a hard schedule.
It really all depends. This dude can come out and fucking light the world on fire.
Could you? Stop. My God. I don't want to. I think that's why I'm so scared. I wanted to veto the trade or the pick all year, because I don't want to feel that could really happen.
If he becomes that dude,
if we're the Chiefs' rival, that's how I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
Like, we have to be the Chiefs' rival.
Would you ever become a Bears fan? Like, if Caleb Williams is that badass, would you be like, man, that should be a Bears fan? Or you're sticking with the Chargers.
Sticking with the Chargers.
You're like, yeah, you're like Mendez.
You're
fucking hell.
You got the coach, though. You got the coach.
You got Harbaugh.
You might be good. You guys might win the division.
They ain't winning that division.
No.
Make wild card.
As long as Mahomes is alive, they're not fucking.
That's what I mean. I caught myself.
It's tough.
What? Kelsey's leaving soon too, man. He's
there. But they're just gonna be able to draft any receiver.
They
in
do.
The first
they
round or,
they, hit. It's
they got Rashee Rice,
though, man. It's
there's a lot of
Reed knows how to fucking
scheme
for his players. That's the big thing. I mean, fuck. I don't think
Jordan Holmes
that
is
good.
Fucking bad.
I think LaFleur.
LaFleur's a really good.
Yeah, LaFleur is awesome.
Florida's a really good coach.
He's
suck
throwing to wide open guys. Like he's on his back foot. He's just like chucking it up in the air.
He's so great. Look how he throws off one foot. No. It's like that. Isn't that what we don't want quarterbacks to do when they come to the combine every single year and we complain about it every year?
Yeah.
Okay. But I really.
It's tough, man.
And I don't want a one and done bullshit. I don't want a one and done we make it win a Super Bowl and then we're not good or we're like mediocre for 10 more years with Williams. Like, no.
No.
You can't be Aaron Rodgers, bro. Win one Super Bowl and then we start for 500.
Can't be the Packers, dude. It's two legendary quarterbacks and two Super Bowls out of it. That's it. Out of like 40 years.
I really want like 12 wins. Like, I want to be 12-5.
That'd be awesome.
I want to be
rolling
cocky.
Rolling it.
I want to be cocky.
Yeah, I want to wear nothing but bear shit. I've got so much bear swag. I want to wear bear swag.
Bear flag
everything.
Outside. Fucking
just
everything.
Fucking, I want to feel that.
The flags on the
I want it.
I want to be arrogant. Dude.
Yeah. I want to just talk cook shit. Food every fucking day and love it.
Yeah.
Just feel
I want
it
Sundays to be
day.
Fucking
everyone.
Live,
I want my kids to be hyped. I want the girls, everyone to be ready just because they know, like,
big ass block. A big ass block party
everywhere.
Yeah,
crime would stop in Chicago.
Yeah, I want it.
Yeah, in Detroit. In Detroit, they had their lowest homicide rates this year in Detroit. They were
everyone
fucking.
Everyone was watching.
Yeah, dude, it's true. I want it so bad.
It's, went to Chicago and just the crown does go down from the Bears being good. It's like,
rooting for your city.
And the Bulls need to be good too.
I'll sacrifice 10 more years of the Bulls sucking.
Yes, yeah, I will.
For 5 years of football.
This is a football area.
5 years of making playoff runs and really making it and going places. Like, I'm sacrificing all.
For another 6 feet?
I'll sacrifice the White Sox for 10 good seasons of football.
Both organizations. Jerry's going to be. Sorry, Jerry. Your teams are taking the
ball. I'll literally let the White Sox leave for 5 good fucking like playoffs or Super Bowls.
5 NFC championships.
Get in the Super Bowls.
So, I mean, like, what is the worst you want them to do this year, then? Like,
I said it before. They have to make playoffs.
They have to? You'll be fine with that?
At least if we're comparing it to Mahomes with a way better team assembled around Williams.
They're comparing him to Aaron Rodgers.
No, I'm saying, like, the hype coming out of college.
Yeah.
I get the gameplay to Aaron Rodgers. No, I know. Yeah, like, the hype. Like
the improviser?
But I'm saying, if you got a team... The year the Chiefs made it to the playoffs, his first year starting, that Chiefs team is not as good as this team the Bears has, player for player. Can we put it together, hopefully? I think so. I really do. I
hope so, yeah.
I think our defense could be top five, dude.
Service
could,
at the end of the year.
Defense, and we're saying the best receiving core?
Yeah.
And a Pro Bowl running back that we've never had in their prime, like legitimately never brought anyone in that was a Pro Bowl running back in their prime. He's like 26.
Yeah.
It's like a 5-year window with these guys we got.
I think it just feels weird, too, since fucking Poles has done a masterclass team.
Well, that's what I mean. It's like you put like,
stay.
Yeah.
Our top two linebackers are probably better than every other team's top two linebackers.
I mean, with that
combined.
Money that he didn't pay Rokon, he paid those two linebackers.
Our corner,
and then drafted Jack Sanborn, or he was undrafted free agent, man. Like that. So Scope
calling
be like,
plays,
he's good.
Helping call plays,
and Sewell, and they got him too. He's a good linebacker. Like, they have four linebackers rotated
be
in
this
dude.
Year.
Yeah, there's a lot of special teams, but
he's a good, really good. He's a really good athlete. He's really good IQ, but just his last year, he did because he was just trying to make the play too much because Oregon's defense was. Bad.
Yeah.
He was just like, oh fuck, I had to like rush, but I had to gain coverage. Dude, it's too much.
Dude. And he was coming off injury, right? I mean,
he was here, like earlier, his end of his junior year.
I'd probably put our secondary up against any other secondary right now.
Jalen's the best corner.
They had
he's ranked number one, isn't he?
The most interceptions. PFF? They're tied for the most interceptions in the league last year.
Yeah.
With San Francisco.
And with a better line, a better D
line. Second half.
Now.
Think about second
half. That's why
it's
like, man, I would love a fucking.
Dude, it's too crazy, dude.
Yeah, it is.
It's too much to handle.
It is. It's exciting, man. It's finally.
Like, it's a good offseason to be like, oh shit. Like,
yeah.
It is. Fucking badass. I just thought about this 9th pick for like the fucking past month now.
Yeah, it's always talking about on here for fucking weeks.
Yeah.
Because you're just like, come on.
It's had me looking at everyone just to like see who can be even taken.
I've never wanted to go to Bourbonnais for...
Oh, yeah. Training camp.
I'm like...
They're at Lake Forest, I think.
Oh, yeah, they are this year? They're up here now?
They've been there for the last like 2 years.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Come on.
I mean, you can still go to
let's
Bourbonnais.
Let's go, dude.
Yeah, fuck, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go to Lake Forest and just walk around, dude.
Yeah.
I don't care what we do. Let's go, big group. Because they fucking...
And if they have Hard Knocks...
It is. I don't want it, but like I'm gonna watch it. It's gonna fucking. I watched the 1920 whatever the stuff they put on YouTube.
That's a pretty good. I like
it.
The,
is.
I
like, it
yeah,
is
the
good.
1920 films or whatever.
Yeah.
Is.
I'm like, I watched that. It's fucking ripped. We're just fucking crazy fans.
What,
I love
it. Imagine, dude. Can you imagine?
But this is fandom and spirit. You know, this is what
no,
it should
I can't
be.
Imagine,
like,
I haven't
been.
It.
I know. That's what I mean. Like, can you really true? Because none of us truly experienced. The Bulls.
No.
We were all too little.
No, yeah.
This is like...
I went to games when I was little.
No, this is the first offseason that like the Bears don't have false hope. We're like, each year we're selling ourselves on like... This is like where it's like, dude, holy... I mean, maybe a bit on like thinking Caleb Williams is going
to
be that good, but...
It's hard.
He's a rookie
think,
going into like even every like everything around him is good at
there's
least.
There's so much talent there.
This
he's
is
a rookie going into the greatest team to ever start off your rookie season with, in my opinion.
Yeah. No.
As that kind of guy. Yeah.
He didn't have anyone. They traded his
We're not
one.
A first pick team.
No.
That's the craziest part. And then you got the 9. If you can snatch a Dunze down there on some wild ass shit, dude, and that's what you're working with,
he
and you're like,
from fucking Keenan Allen?
And dude,
and
come
more.
On. Perfect.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's why I'd almost even be fine with the fucking
75% and his contested catches. He was like 20 for 25. Like he can just throw it up to him and he's gonna get it.
Three players with 10 plus receiving touchdowns.
He's a dog. He's
oh my! Your rookie season. You're a legend, bro. You're a Chicago legend. You'll never do wrong in our eyes if you do that your rookie year. If you throw 30, I'm going to get you a statue after 1 year of 30 fucking
touchdowns. We'll all be wearing your jerseys. Yeah.
I just have hated on him so much because I want it to be true.
It is.
I have to suck my life away and just say.
You got to buy in.
I'm so hard, dude. No, I'm not going to paint my fingernails. But I will. I just.
Clear coat.
Dude, I want it. There's some old bear shit in this room, dude. Yeah. Like, those are legitimate Super Bowl tickets from the real Super Bowl.
That's crazy.
I want to put another set under motherfucker, dude.
Damn, for real.
That's, like, the only thing I've thought about, like...
clear a wall.
Dude, that's what I mean. I'll sacrifice the White Sox organization for a decade of Bears... 10 years might not even be real. It could be 15 years of this dude playing quarterback for us. I hope so, dude. God, I hope so. Just to not think about having to have a quarterback.
Not having that worry, yeah.
I want to be able to plan around having that weekend off every year, dude.
We would all
have quarterbacks we've seen is just fucking...
I think
Fields will still be
Fields,
man.
I think Fields will still be a good pro quarterback.
I
think the Steelers might have some packages for him this year.
Yeah, for sure.
Him to go out there.
Tomlin's going to...
A different play, you know, where it's
Tomlin knows how to use him.
He's huge. He'll be like, yeah, bro.
Yeah, he wanted him.
Yeah, fuck yeah, he did. He's like, no way for a fucking seventh. Yeah, what do we give him?
Take it.
Sixth round pick.
I don't know.
I'm fine with it now. I bitched about it for weeks about Caleb Williams because I wanted Fields to stay. But now I'm like, all right, dude.
Yeah.
You got – and between what happened obtaining players and letting Fields go, but what we attained made the team so much better like we talked about for weeks where it's like put it all together in one night where you're looking at your team and you're like, where's your weak spot?
Yeah. It's
what's your weak spot?
Yeah. There are some like missing O-line, some pieces.
D-line, but you're still young as fuck.
You have four picks.
Yeah.
And 11 or 10 next year.
And you're young.
Fuck
yeah, exactly.
You don't have to draft any receivers next year.
No.
Or
no.
running backs. No. And then you're a destination.
You don't have to draft one. Maybe you could draft one late round next year because it's 11 picks and you're just like, maybe.
Yeah, that's what you'll do. That's what you'll do. You'll draft eight offensive and defensive linemen.
You're not paying the quarterback. That's where a lot of teams are like stuck too. This is where you got to be aggressive as fuck.
They got a new receiver coach, too, but I think it might help out with their actual scouting of receivers, helping them improve. They got Chris Beatty. He was on the Chargers before.
As a receivers coach.
Yeah, and he was a receivers coach at Pittsburgh where DJ Moore was at and Jordan Addison.
So I like with when these guys. The coach additions are all dudes that have coached those positions. Yeah. Not like, oh, we got a new guy coaching and calling the defense or calling the offense. Like, nah, that's what this dude's did. We don't have a quarterback coach coming to call the offense. I'm good on this.
Yeah. This is a crazy offseason.
I hope so, dude. I hope so. I hope it's just fucking pandemonium.
And free agency's still open.
I think people lose their mind. They trade up and get Harrison.
Oh, my God.
Imagine the mayhem, dude.
Dude.
Caleb and him. Holy shit.
Why not? I'll package six picks for
They're announcing the stadium. So you're like, hey.
What else do you want?
Fuck.
What else do you want?
You're and still going to be a dome finally? Fuck.
Yeah.
You pick Marvin Harrison, right? And then you just get offensive and defensive linemen later in the draft then.
Yeah.
The last two or three picks you got for this draft, and you just load up on them because now you're just...
I'm like, oh, shit.
Dude, Harrison has your three.
You only met with two teams, man. I didn't know that.
Yeah, only the Bears and the Cardinals.
That's fucking insane.
Yeah, because they know. Yeah. They know. Yeah. Their agents know what the fuck the real thing is.
Yeah. That's why it's like, man, there's that hope.
Next year's first?
When you trade for that's just tough.
Next year's
first?
But
you think they might not.
And this year's nine?
Man, that's a fucking...
Harrison? And you do
it. You're guaranteed with...
You do it.
Possibly a generational talent like
two?
That. Two of them?
I was hoping it was like the ninth and the
with Pro Bowlers everywhere on your team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both second rounders next year, but I think that's not enough.
That's not enough. Not for him.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it is for the fourth pick, because it ain't going to be to the two. We keep thinking the Cardinals are the two pick. I do. I always fucking just think, because Harrison's so good, but, he should be the second pick. It's like
they get the best positional player,
essentially. It does depend what the Patriots do. Maybe they don't go quarterback.
But like I said, if they go...
They got to go quarterback. If they get
Harrison Jr. They got to get one of the top guys.
I feel like May makes sense there, but not really. Just because it's a new coach for the Patriots, they might get some.
I hope they take him. Because I don't want them to take Harrison. I do. I like Neighbors. I like Odunze, but...
He's different.
It's
different.
If I had my pick, different. Yeah, this dude's
different.
A freak.
It is different. You know what you're getting. You're getting 10 touchdowns. You're getting Mike Evans.
He's a beast, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Like that, he gets open. But better. But
he gets
better,
open
like,
all the time.
Faster and probably jumps higher.
They said he's like a taller...
That would be fucking
like
nuts.
His 10 touchdowns.
I already
season.
See like taller version of his dad.
One and two, or what would Harris's number be?
Taller Davante 18. Adams.
18?
Like him and Davante. Like, yeah.
What number is Williams going to be?
I don't know. That's the thing. Is he 13?
Yeah. Still available.
What if he says QB?
Keenan Allen's not taking it?
What if he goes QB1? We're just like,
oh, Tyler Scott switched numbers or something. I forgot he went to. 10? No.
Okay.
He's something 8. I forgot what he went to.
I don't.
Jalen Johnson's number 1 now.
Yeah, is he is? Oh, he took
the one.
Yeah.
Oh,
I like
someone just did.
27.
Yeah. He was
33.
Stevenson should change. He's 29.
Right.
He's going to be a badass next year.
I think him and Smith. And Kyler Gordon.
Well, yeah, you can
and
run Bayard's all those.
And better. I like.
You
I
can
think
run
he's
all
good
those.
He's an upgrade on Jason.
Jason was a fucking shadow of himself.
He's a stay. He's
you upgraded on Jackson, and then you upgraded on your center. I think Lucas Patrick was fucking garbage.
Oh, he was bad.
He was bad. If you're a Bears fan, you're like, he's fucking bad.
Good ones. Good pickup.
It was, man. I'm fucking framing that one. No, he was fucking terrible. I don't know, man. This is.
It feels too good to be true, so we all have our defense like
walls
up. We're like, can we buy into this?
Just ready to get hurt again.
Who's our first game of the year against? Like real game.
They haven't announced the schedule yet. That's like a few weeks after the draft.
Yeah. For
sure.
I guess they play the Hall of Fame game.
Who do you think will play?
I think it's the Texans, but preseason.
They'll probably open us with the Packers. They always do. Especially imagine with all this hype coming up with them too.
In Lambeau? What if we go to Lambeau
and just light them up,
dude?
Oh,
go to Lambeau.
It's been
win
a while.
35-7 or some shit, and it's just Caleb Williams just peace signing everyone up there and
does
fucking,
the discount double check on them.
Oh my god, dude, he's cocky enough to say.
Yeah,
fuck
no,
it.
That's why.
Oh man,
that'd be fucking sick.
That would be pretty badass.
Then I'd fully, I'd pay my nails. Fuck it. I would paint my nails. I'd fucking
just shit on them. I don't know, man. I feel like they should win more than 10 games. That's just where, like, as a team, like, you're what are you waiting for now?
Mm-hmm.
You added the weak links.
Yeah, it's you're upgraded a lot.
You upgraded multiple.
It was more
places.
Than who was the two last year? Mooney?
Man,
Mooney
but
shit.
he was shit. He was moody last year.
Moody, yeah. Nothing, dude. That's what I mean.
Now Allen's your number two?
Dude, if you trade up and get Harrison and he's your three, you're looking at like
instead of
the
fucking
most,
Tyler Scott.
Yeah. The most insane fucking shit. Oh man, dude. Come on. We can't.
Who knows? It might be excited. It might push Allen to number three.
Jeez.
You could.
After a couple
of
games.
Here you go. Allen at slot, and then
he's
Harrison
learning
at two.
From Allen, dude. Allen's such a good wide receiver.
Yeah,
he's always fucking
and
open.
Moore, too. Moore's really good.
Yeah, two Moore's dudes really that run good routes.
He knows
the right routes.
Yeah.
They're buddies.
Double from Philly. Yeah.
Oh, stop, dude.
When I think Moore was in high school, he ran track.
Dude, it's
too
much.
Connections.
It's too much. And, like, we talk about the offense so much because that's what everyone's worried about. And you, like, look at the defense and you're like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Like, this is legit. Like, this is legit. Man. Your linebacker is stacked. Like we said, secondary stacked. You have backup safeties that would start on probably any other team or get 50% of the playing.
Yeah.
You know, like. You can rotate
he's
six
good,
DBs.
He's built a team, man. He's
yeah.
from where we were at.
Bird was a Pro Bowler as well. Yeah. He was played in the Super Bowl with Swift.
Yeah.
We haven't had any guys like that.
No.
1,000-yard catchers. Two of them never had that.
Finally.
Pro Bowl running back. Never really had that. Forte. Well, we have, but.
Yeah, Forte.
40 fucking years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Give us the strength.
Guide us.
Guide us, boys. Guide us. Guide us. Come on. Fuck. I want to erase Dicka. Like, I want us to be like, Dicka's not our main dude, bro. Evan
Eberflus got that new look to him? Yeah. I already
see the statue. Oh, Daddy Flus?
Yeah. Daddy Flus.
It's a new era, dude. Yeah.
Flu season. Yes.
Because then what happens? You come out and you light the world up and you lose second round of playoffs, third round of playoffs maybe, and now you're a fucking destination for anyone looking to be.
Yeah.
Hey, I need
older players trying to find a championship.
Yeah, I need a four receiver and you end up with fucking what's his nuts from Oakland.
Devontae
Adams. Yeah, he hasn't won shit. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, here you go. Let's get him. Just random people. You're like, God damn, dude.
Yeah.
Cause what the fuck?
You have that much cash because you still have Caleb. You still have Caleb.
Yeah,
you still have Caleb Williams on the like. I'm on that his young contract. Clark? Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be
Yeah, have Caleb Williams on rookie contract. So it's like you're gonna be so much space. And Harrison Jr.
Do what Houston did.
Hey, look at what. Yeah, I was saying. Look at what Houston did. They got Hunter. They got Diggs.
We're better than them. They're the they could be most,
good right now, though.
They're the most comparative of what they did to make them better. But even with player Diggs, for player is better.
We have better receivers.
Player for player.
Because I know fucking Tank Dell lit it up last year, but
yeah.
They're also going to scheme against. You're going to scheme against.
Yeah, teams are going to learn.
Yeah, CJ Stroud. They're going to know what to do against them. You get a year of playing really good.
And the Bears' defense is pretty good, too.
They're big.
Yeah, I like it. Sweat, I think, is a beast.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I think it's just going to get better.
For a second-round pick? Fuck.
I think Sweat could be the best top five DNs, like, hands down next year.
I think, yeah. I think
a full season.
He's comfortable. Better players. He likes everything around it. He's been a big fan of almost everything.
He's a Bulls guy.
Never seen it.
He got paid. He's like, oh shit, man! Like I'm fucking respected here.
But in Chicago, it's different, dude.
It's different
than Washington,
God, dude. Come on, man. Please.
He got paid and he played better afterwards.
Yeah, like, that's what I mean. That's good. He wants to win a championship.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
he's hungry.
He would be a cool jersey too. I like that one.
Sweat,
because it's like hell yeah. He's
Yeah, he won me over pretty
good. I want a right jersey, player, but I can't rock a 58 or whatever he is.
No, why not?
No, he's
58?
50, Darnell Wright?
Darnell Wright?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that's my last name. So, like,
Okay, just rock it.
Yeah,
no. He might change numbers.
That's a good one for.
Yeah.
That's a good jersey for the $25 jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
The cheap ones?
Yeah, why not?
I'm going to get some of this before. We're going to get some before the season starts this year.
Yeah,
we're getting an orange Williams jersey.
I don't think they've announced it. I don't think they've announced
it. Yeah, the cheap jerseys Willie found out in China.
Fuck it.
They're good, dude. They look fucking exactly alike.
Fuck it for the price. I mean, some of them are fucking. But now I think I would actually. Now that they're good, I might actually like.
If you spill on it, then you don't give a fuck.
Well, one of those for like parties and stuff. I think I would actually get.
Yeah. I want to wear that shit, dude. I feel weird wearing a jersey. I want to be like, hell yeah. I want to go to the sandwich fair and I want everyone to be like, fuck yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. The Bears.
See that fucking throw?
Just nuts, dude. Everyone happy. Oh, man. I can't believe it.
A Jalen Johnson jersey would be cool, too.
Yeah.
One. Now that he's one.
I'll take anyone. Anyone that's going to be there for 5 years that gives a fuck, give me a jersey.
If it's a Harrison Jr.?
T.J. Edwards.
That'd be sick because he's a beast. Yeah, here we go. Get out of there. Get out of there. Hey.
Who's that? Right.
He's going for it,
dude. He's thinking about it. I don't know, man.
I want to be ignorant.
Yeah.
Like I said, I just want to be able to be like... All right, hell yeah! Like
scoff at another jersey.
Like everyone hates.
I want to be a Patriots fan.
It's like how I want to be.
Yeah,
I want it to be cold out. I want to be 10-4.
I want to be a heel.
Yes.
I want to be a heel.
That'd be awesome.
Yes. Because we're good.
Yeah. I want to be the Tribal Chiefs.
Just walk wherever we
want.
Yeah.
I just want to be like, fucking
Bears. I'll get a custom Bears title. Like the ones like the side play. I'd get one. Hell yeah, I'd get that.
It's different with Bears gear.
Yeah.
You'll spend money on Bears gear, and now it means something. Yeah. It's just like, we've all just been buying.
I can justify it.
Just buying. There he is.
In the trash can.
No, he's not in there yet. He's on the other edge. No, he's in there now.
There's nothing in there for me to eat. Okay, I gotta get
hopping up and down in there.
Well, what else? You wanna do one more mock draft to see what we can do before we.
Fuck it, yeah, let's see.
Probably about to run out. Nice to see you guys up.
Alright, dude, take care, man.
Alright, dude. Try to hit this weekend.
I do more for positional value. Cause I can't even do this. Most people draft for needs, right?
So that should be more.
Someone dropped my phone. One of my kids dropped my phone.
Is it cracked?
Crack. It's the screen protector. Thank God. Thought it was hair.
He's high, dude. That's why he's tweaking out.
That's what happens. He's just breezing in here on Tuesday nights, and he just sleeps all day tomorrow. He's just tweaked out in here all night, scurrying around. Chris, when
you're both of these games, we do have so many picks next year.
Oh, yeah, it's insane. I didn't realize that until I saw something. Like, 10 picks? When the, how did
so
he do that?
So, Doomsday's right here.
Oh,
take him.
Yeah, see, at that one you
take
have
him.
To.
Take him.
What happened? McCarthy to the Giants.
Yeah, McCarthy to the Giants.
Joe Walt.
Neighbors.
Dallas Turner.
Yeah. I mean, that
makes sense.
That looks more than the other one.
What's going to happen, I think.
Yeah, not just quarterbacks, then all three receivers all at once.
Yeah.
Take them. You know it.
Yeah, you got to take it to the day. Fuck, that'd be sick.
A lot of picks in between.
And then you're just, yeah, you're here.
All right, let's see.
Okay, so you want to look at what positions do you want here?
No, just wait. Go down and let's see what's best
available. We just got wide receiver.
We just got a receiver, yeah. So we need probably an interior on either side of the ball.
Or an edge.
Or an edge, yeah. Defense. Let's go defense, right?
Yeah, I think you go.
You just want two offense, you want defense.
This guy was a beast, but he was D2, so it just depends on what you want. Yeah, he had like.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not picking up that Taysom Bagent. Not like with my third pick of the draft.
Yeah.
Let's get us a.
Also, yeah, so Booker's not bad. He was in Minnesota before.
9 sacks.
2 hits. 27 hurries.
Yeah.
I mean, he put up some stats.
Yeah.
Man, I do like the obviously the bigger
right there.
If they're in the SEC, man, that's what
that's who I'm taking.
Where?
Cedric Van
Gant. Yeah, dude, you need it. He's a good big ass center. I'm taking a center.
Cause what do we choose again?
Yeah, it was Caleb and Odunze.
No, we're at one. We choose again at 122.
Yeah. Oh yeah, at 122. So it's fourth round.
He'll be there in the fourth?
Probably not.
17 sacks. He's at Troy. 17 sacks, 10 hurts, and 1 hurt.
What did Kurt? How big is he?
He's kind of a smaller edge.
Nah. I need a beefy guy.
Yeah. If you ain't 6'5 or above on that, right?
Troy fucking scarred me, so.
Yeah, we need you to see over the line, but
I don't like the reach. He might be fast, but...
Those guys, 6'4".
All the good guys aren't fucking skinny little guys.
Pepper, you're gonna fucking kill yourself, bro.
He's tweaking. He's like, I can't get back in there.
He needs it. He's still figuring out.
Oh, shit.
Did he make the joke? Oh, shit.
He's wild, dude.
All right, brother. This guy from Washington is gonna.
What? How big is he?
6'4".
280.
275.
Yeah,
274. Got some meat on him. Can't make it in there. He's
tweaking. I mean, I think you just had to take an edge at this point.
Yeah, you need to.
Best of you know, this is a beast, too. Fucking Mason McCormick guard.
Take an edge. Take the biggest edge. Take him. 23.5.
260. Tomorrow's gonna be a long day.
Just waiting.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Let's just take Berlin Trust.
Let's do it. We're doing it. Big guy. National championship game.
Yeah. Pick him. A nudge. Tears just
went just for.
He's a good linebacker.
Yeah.
But it just depends on what you want. Do you want
to be a dude guy?
And Dwayne Carter.
Pick him.
A tackle.
Okay.
The guard from Michigan's back.
No sacks. He started at both tackles. So, like, he's going to be a rotational guy.
Six, 330, goddamn.
Oh, he's torn ACL.
Ooh. Okay, no, get out of there. Back out.
It'll piss me off seeing a big knee brace on
him. Yeah, I mean, this guy also got
they all wear
this guy's man. Fucking holding again.
Little boy. Little guy. 6'1", 295. We go shorter arms and legs.
LSU?
Because I don't think they've got... Yeah, I don't think we've gotten, right? We've gotten quarterback, receiver, and who else did we get last round?
D-end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going sent that guard from Tevor Keegan.
Michigan.
Yeah,
how big is
bad.
He? Go to him and see how big he is.
Give up 0 sacks.
Oh, yeah. Guard, 6'6 guard. Let's go.
320, 6'6. Big as fuck, too.
Smart.
Yeah.
Now, here's a guy.
I mean, I think you win just getting.
Where are we at? What are we getting down here? Oh, nothing. It's over.
We're going to get 4 picks. Yeah. Didn't trade this time. Oof. Still got an A.
Our last draft was
better. The A+.
Trading back last draft, they liked
more. They helped that more, yeah, because we were able to address more needs. I mean, but 2 A+s, though, it's just like.
You got a Heisman and 3 dudes that played in the national championship game. Can't get much bigger and better than that, though. Out of 4 picks.
Oh, dudes, they had like 1,600 yards last year receiving.
Yeah. Like, come no on, joke.
Dude. Him and Penix together were, so.
Runs clean routes.
Yeah.
I think he'd be fucking badass if you get.
Looks like he's more neighbors trying too. To get better.
Yeah.
Like that attitude.
He has way more better attitude than neighbors, that's for sure.
More humble.
Because he's more like he's gonna put his head down. He's gonna put more head down, like more work. Sure. Yeah. Our neighbors and Caleb are boys too. They play Call of Duty together.
Who?
Caleb and
Adunze?
No.
About 48 hours away from
him and neighbors. Yeah.
From seeing how we feel after night one. 48 hours. He's talked about this for like 8 weeks.
You playing softball on Thursday?
No.
No, you're not playing?
No.
Hell yes, we will.
Next week it starts.
Perfect. Yeah, it worked out perfectly.
Yeah, because you got to watch it happen. Yeah, at least the first
I think everyone
round.
Kind of had to realize, like, at least we'll probably all be home for this. Like, Bears fans are.
Chicago's going to tune
lot,
in.
Dude. Yeah. All of Illinois is going to tune in.
Yeah, it's going to be probably the highest rated.
Those are Battlehawk fans down south.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They're doing.
Except for too good right now.
Yeah. The UFO.
I forget that's going on.
UFO.
Yeah. UFO. Yeah. The Brahma Bulls still the only undefeated team.
AJ McCarron, that's all he's sitting there.
Yeah, he's fucking slinging it last week. We should start a fantasy football team for that. Yeah. Fantasy
football team for that. Like the only. Is there any fantasy? We should do our own fantasy league. Except we'll
keep track of it.
There's got to be something.
It has to be.
Yeah, you can find it.
All right, next season we're gonna have a fantasy league.
And then, yeah, invite The Rock to it.
Trubisky will probably be in there.
Oh my god. He went to the Bills. He was good there.
Back. Yeah,
he was there after the Bears, right?
Yeah.
We went
MVP.
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 The Nickelodeon most valuable player.
Yes, Nickelodeon.
Oh, I don't know, man. It needs a hit.
It needs to. Which I think hopefully he does. Hopefully he does.
For our sake, it has to.
It has to.
I think they put enough around him.
Damn. That's pretty impressive.
That's an 18. He's a nasty. Dude, get out of the trash, dude. There's cock in there.
Man, Josh's cock.
Where you feel safe.
There's cock in there. There's an old bag of food in there from like his bag of food. That's what he thinks he's getting. That's what he's wrestling around with.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
fucking asshole. I hate that he figured this out. Well, what else you got?
I think that's it. Pretty much our only two things is like the NBA playoffs.
Yes. Man. Good. Glad you came over tonight.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me.
It's good that we're all hoping and praying for the same Bears, dude. Just please.
It needs to.
It needs to, dude. Not some fake shit like the Super Bowl run back in the day. Like, give us a real deal team to care about.
08 run now, what is it?
Yeah.
06? No. When did they make it? 08, right?
What?
When did the Bears make it to the Super Bowl?
06? No. 07?
08.
08?
07 or 08. It was my freshman year of college. Because Hester scored and I did a beer bong. And then they never scored again because I was in line to do a triple beer triple beer bong.
I think it was 08.
All year we did Irish. This must have been, I think their first playoff game, 08.
Fucking Peyton, man. I can't believe we lost.
Yeah, it's
fair. Hey, but we might draft his son. It was on that team.
Who? Yeah.
Harrison?
Come on.
Full circle.
Nah, for real.
Full circle moment for the Bears. All master plan.
Hopefully, man. Hopefully.
All right, well.
Man.
That's all I got.
Go Bears.
Peace the fuck out. And go Bears.